whether Her Highness' commandment, forbidding the lower house to speak or treat any more of the succession, or of any their excuses in that behalf, be a breach of the liberty of the free speech of the house or not. Whether Mr. Controller, the Vice Chamberlain, and Mr. Secretary pronouncing in the house the said commandment in Her Highness' name, are of authority sufficient to bind the House to silence in that behalf, or to bind the House to acknowledge the same to be a direct and sufficient commandment or not. If Her Highness' said commandment be no breach of the liberty of the House, or if the commandment pronounced as afore is said to be a sufficient commandment to bind the House to take knowledge thereof, then what offence is it for any of the House to err in declaring his opinion to be otherwise?